In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God.
I have a question for you to consider today, and that question for you is this. What is your fig tree moment? What is your fig tree moment? What do I mean by that? Jesus says to Nathanael, as Nathanael approaches, Jesus says, look who's coming. An Israelite who is honest and innocent. No guile. Honest and innocent. So Nathanael asks Jesus, whom he's presumably just meeting for the first time. Nathanael asks, well, how do you know me? And Jesus drops this cryptic observation. When you were under the fig tree, before Philip called you, I saw you. I saw you. And then Nathanael responds with what might seem to some people on the surface to be over the top. Nathanael responds, teacher, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. I mean, that seems like quite a big leap from I saw you under the fig tree to you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. That might come across as disproportionate. Unless something grace-filled happened to Nathanael under the fig tree. Unless his fig tree moment was bigger than we first realize. I'll give an example from someone else. Doria mentioned this woman a couple weeks ago in adult education. Back in 1981, a woman named Melanie Hansen was in the lobby of the Hyatt Regency Hotel in Kansas City with her sister Rachel. Now, Melanie would later become a nun and take the name Amelia Nay. But in 1981, she was still Melanie. And while Melanie and her sister Rachel were in this hotel lobby, two skywalks high above the ground floor collapsed all the way down, killing 114 people and hitting and burying countless others in about 50 tons of concrete rubble. Melanie and Rachel were among those hit by this concrete. Rachel was injured but not trapped, and with the help of her fiancé was able to get clear of the wreckage. And then Rachel sent her fiancé back in to get Melanie, her sister. The fiancé found Melanie but failed to pull her out due to how she was wedged and covered under these concrete blocks. The fiancé stepped back to get help, but when he turned around again, Melanie was completely free of the debris lying on the floor. That was Rachel's fiancé's perspective. Melanie, largely buried in rubble, stuck in one moment, turns around briefly, and when he looks back, Melanie is free. Melanie's perspective has certain additional details. The being trapped, the injured, in horrible pain, and then suddenly being free. Those experiences are consistent with what Rachel's fiancé saw. But Melanie has another recollection. While she was trapped, severely injured, and in excruciating pain, she reports that she felt someone with her in the middle, in this rubble, clasping onto her hand. Next moment, Melanie felt herself cradled by a man she didn't know, who held her with one arm and stroked her cheek with the other and kept saying, "You're going to be okay. I love you, my darling. You're going to be okay. I love you, my darling." So Melanie asked him, "Do you think you can get me out?" And the man said, "But my dear, you are out." And Melanie looked, and indeed she was free. And that was the moment that her sister's fiancé turned and saw her no longer trapped. Now there are a lot more details to this story. I will send you a link for them later where you can hear it in Melanie's own voice. But Melanie never found out for sure who this mystery savior was, although she has her suspicions. Either way, this is Melanie's fig tree moment. An experience of God in a time of great need. An experience of God that sticks with a person for life. That's never going to be forgotten. If someone came up to Melanie a month later, and there was something familiar about him, and she asked, "Have we met? How do we know each other?" And the man said, "When you were in the hotel lobby, I held you." If Melanie were to exclaim, "Oh my gosh, you're my savior," that would be perfectly understandable. Now, normally to tell someone I saw you in a hotel lobby, that's no big deal under ordinary circumstances. But because this hotel lobby was a huge and devastating and defining moment in Melanie's life, to say I was there with you is a big statement. It was Melanie's fig tree moment. So one question coming out of today's gospel passage is, what happened to Nathanael under the fig tree so that when he meets Jesus and Jesus says, "Remember the fig tree? I'm the one that saw you there." Nathanael exclaims, "You are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." What happened under that tree? Well, unfortunately, we're never told. We're not told what happened under the fig tree, but it was obviously huge in Nathanael's experience. Life-changing, enough for Nathanael to recognize Jesus as Son of God when Jesus says, "I saw you. I'm the one that saw you." But part of the reason that I'm not told is so that I don't focus endlessly on Nathanael's fig tree moment, but instead take some time to consider my own fig tree moments, my own experiences of God in times of great need. A couple weeks back in adult ed, several people shared moments in their lives when something big happened. A motor vehicle accident, a sickness, a time of profound grief, or doubt, or sadness. And among all the people that were brave enough to share, a common thread emerged, which was that God somehow came in those moments. That God came in a mysterious way, maybe a helpful stranger appearing on the scene, or a familiar face were not expected. And it wasn't just accident scenes or medical emergencies with the unknown angels. People shared internal things as well. An overwhelming sense of peace in the middle of internal turmoil or desperation, or the appearing of hope when everything seems dark. These are fig tree moments, times when you needed God the most, and God appeared. And often in ways and in people you were never expecting. You know, God's mysterious ways come in ways that weren't obvious to us at the time. And if later some familiar face or some inner voice were to say, "Remember the accident scene on Highway X?" Or, "Remember those long days at Regents Hospital?" Or, "Remember that stretch where you couldn't smile, let alone even get out of bed?" And then that voice said, "I was there. I saw you. I held you. I loved you." That's your fig tree moment. That's your fig tree moment. And you would rightly respond to that voice or to that inner feeling, "Oh my goodness, it was you. You were my savior in the middle of all of that." That's what Melanie Hansen experienced under the rubble in the Hyatt Hotel. "Oh my goodness, it was you." That's what Nathanael is experiencing in our gospel story. "Oh my goodness, it was you under the fig tree when I was most desperate." And whether your visitor is the divine presence itself or an experience of hope and peace, or an angel come from heaven, or an ordinary person with love in their heart, it's all God. It's all God. Every one of those is God. It's all a visit from your Savior. In your fig tree moments, whether Jesus is bodily present or working through someone else, it's still Jesus. It's still God with us. come to empower you in your hour of greatest need. Amen.